Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. It's Friday afternoon, and honestly, this week delivered. Voice agents that think out loud, robots anyone can code, and open source absolutely refusing to stay quiet. Let's start with the one that made me stop and rewind the demo. OpenAI released GPT Real-Time 2 this week, and this is not just faster speech-to-speech. This is something different. The model can now interrupt itself mid-response to say, "Let me check that," or "Looking that up now." It handles tool calls in parallel, actually showing you what it is doing while it works. You can hear it thinking. The context window jumped from 32K to 128K tokens. That means longer conversations, more context, more memory of what you have already discussed. But here is the bit that really matters. Real product integrations shipped immediately. Not demos, not prototypes, live products. Glean reported a 42.9% helpfulness bump in internal evals. Genspark's voice calling agent saw 26% more successful conversations. These are not marginal gains. These are the numbers that make product teams rewrite roadmaps, and pricing stayed the same, which tells you OpenAI is confident this works. Two companion models came with it. GPT Real-Time Translate does live speech translation across 70-plus input languages into 13 output languages. Vimeo demoed live dubbing with no preloaded captions. Just live. And GPT real-time whisper streams transcription as people speak. Real-time captions, real-time notes, the kind of thing that sounds simple until you have tried to build it yourself. The moment this matters is when voice stops being a novelty interface and becomes faster than typing for anything that requires reasoning. I think we just got a lot closer to that moment. Worth thinking about for your own setup, right? If voice can reason, what stops being a web form? Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. Hugging Face launched an agentic toolkit for Ricci Mini this week, and this one properly surprised me. Ricci Mini is a desktop robot you can buy, about the size of a large houseplant. Arms, hands, a head that moves. It is real hardware. The toolkit they built around it means you describe what you want in plain English. And an AI agent writes the code, tests it, and ships it to the robot. No SDK, no robotics background required. A 78-year-old retired marketing executive in Raleigh, Durham, built a voice-controlled AI co-facilitator for his CEO peer groups in under 2 weeks, including assembly time. Let that sink in. The Ricci Mini App Store now has over 200 apps. Some are useful. A language tutor that listens to your speaking accent and corrects pronunciation. A recipe coach that works hands-free while you are cooking. Some are pure delight. There is one called Emotional Damage Chess. The robot drops its head when you blunder. Another app teaches kids maths by having the robot clap when they get answers right. The gating factor for robotics has always been technical expertise. When an AI agent can write and test the code for you, that gate just opened. This is the good stuff, because it is not about the robot. It is about what happens when the barrier drops that low. What would you build if coding a physical robot was as easy as describing what you want it to do? Have a think about that. Right, let me lighten things up a bit. DeepSeek TUI went viral on GitHub this week. And I mean properly viral. Thousands of stars in under 48 hours. It is an open-source terminal coding agent powered by DeepSeek V4. Completely free. Runs locally if you want. And people are calling it the Claude Code Killer. It reads files, runs commands, manages Git, and uses sub-agents directly in your terminal. No web interface, no subscription. Just a CLI that writes code with you. The interesting bit is not just that it is free. It is that it is open. You can see how it works, you can fork it, you can run it on your own hardware with no data leaving your machine. For privacy-sensitive work, for companies that cannot send code to third-party APIs, this changes the maths, and it is a reminder. Every time someone says open source is falling behind, open source releases something that makes you reconsider the question. The takeaway? Closed models are not the only game anymore. And for a lot of use cases, open might actually be better. Okay, so this next one is about drug development, which I know sounds dry, but hear me out. Medible is a clinical trial platform. They just shared what they are building with Google Cloud, Vertex AI Agent Builder, and Gemini. Their vision is called 1-1-1. 1 year to develop a drug, 1 day to enroll patients, 1 day to start a trial site. Right now, drug development takes about 12 years. 12 years. Medible is using AI to automate the bottlenecks, patient recruitment, site setup, data collection. The boring, critical stuff that adds months to every phase. They are not claiming they have solved it yet, but they have built a system that shows it is possible. And if they pull this off, think about what that means. Rare disease treatments that currently are not economically viable, personalized medicine that can move fast enough to matter, clinical trials that do not take longer than some patients have. This is the human angle people miss when they talk about AI. It is not always about chatbots. Sometimes it is about compressing 12 years into one. That just made my day. Two more quick ones before I wrap. Samuel Colvin from Pydantic gave a talk this week called Playground in Prod, and the title tells you everything. He showed how to improve live agents using Pydantic AI and Logfire, changing prompts, models, and parameters without redeploying, running evals against real datasets, using JEPA to evolve prompts from production traces. The big idea is that your production environment is your testing ground. You do not need a separate staging setup. You iterate in the wild, safely. For teams building agents right now, this is worth watching. The tooling is maturing fast. And one last thing. A builder showcased a custom multi-agent system this week handling HR workflows and legal document generation, autonomously. With strict logic, RAG, and, they claim, zero hallucinations. Now, I always raise an eyebrow at zero hallucinations. But the architecture they shared is solid. Multiple agents with defined roles, strict validation at every step, human checkpoints where it matters. It is a reminder that AI agents are not magic. They are systems. And when you build the system properly, they work. So, stepping back from all of that, here is what I keep coming back to. Voice agents that can reason out loud, robots anyone can code, open source tools that rival the best closed models, drug development timelines collapsing, production environments becoming testing grounds. The barrier is not the technology anymore. The barrier is imagination. What would you build if the tools were this good? Because they are, right now. Something to think about on the commute home. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.